Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
The president is speaking tonight in a primetime address. Is he going to declare a national emergency? Is that your expectation?
What I expect the president will do tonight is explain to the American people that we have a humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
We do.
60,000 people are now attempting to come into our country illegally every month. That's more than 2,000 a day. But what's unique about it, Hallie, and why the Washington Post has even called it a bona fide emergency, is because the vast majority of those people now are families and unaccompanied children, and it simply is overwhelming the ability of our Customs and Border Patrol to address it. And so the president will take those facts to the American people. He'll talk about the 17,000 people with criminal records that we've apprehended at our border. He'll explain the need not just to build a wall, which he's determined to do, but also to provide our Border Patrol with additional resources, humanitarian and medical assistance, new technology. But the Democrats need to come to the table and start negotiating. But tonight, the president will take that case to the American people.
I heard you use the word crisis. I heard you use the word emergency, citing this Post piece. So is this a signal that the president will declare one at some point, perhaps this week?
Well, as he has said, it's something that he's looking at and considering.
Oh, he's considering. I think he's pretty much a chicken shit. Do you? I don't know. I don't think, you know, they say that Kelly had to do the firing of, Omarosa because Trump was too afraid of her. So I don't know if Trump has the nads to shut down, here's what would happen. If Trump does invoke emergency powers tonight, you know, like he's the new, superhero. He's got emergency powers. Woo, look, I can suspend habeas corpus. You're going to prison without a trial, you know, like that. If Donald Trump does something like that, then, of course, in tandem, he would reopen the government. I just want everybody to understand that that is what he would do. He would reopen the government, saying that we had some sort of an invasion or some foreign, a threat at the southern border, that there was, a national security threat that can be dealt with through no other alternative but to take unto himself emergency powers and thereby open the government and redirect money. And this is the part he really can't do. He can declare an emergency. I mean, the president can do whatever he wants, right? But can he redirect money? Well, this is the part that is going to go to court. If the president did this, he would do this to open the government. I just want you to remember I said that because nobody's saying that. And that is probably, the biggest reason for him to go around Congress. So he can reopen the government and declare an emergency and redirect money from the Department of Defense, where we have nobody in charge. You understand that. Everybody's enacting. We don't have an attorney general. We don't have a secretary of defense. We don't have a chief of staff at the Department of Defense. I mean, if anybody was going to do something crazy, now would be the time, because there's really nobody there to tell them anything. And there's nobody there to talk to our service members, to express to our service members that if they obey an illegal order, which he could, try to give pending a court decision saying you can't do that, which could take a really long time, then those military members who do the illegal thing by following an illegal order would then be the ones that go to Leavenworth. Just saying, if you're active duty. Just saying. However, if the president does take unto himself emergency powers, can he then build his wall? The answer seems to be, I don't know, according to the legal scholars. Of course, it looks like the answer is no. It looks like, that it would be an abuse of his power because we're not facing a national security crisis inside the United States. Okay. And so this, if he does it, I'm sure he's being counseled right now that if he does it, it could be seen and would be seen by many as an abuse of power and impeachable offense. It almost certainly would be blocked by courts. The U.S. Constitution does not contain any national emergency provision that allows the president to spend money for purposes not allocated by Congress. And here's the most important part about it. Congress expressly denied the funding to him. And not just this Congress, not just the 115, the 114, you know, the one that was loaded with GOP members, the one that had a GOP majority, the one that had a GOP House and a GOP Senate. They also denied him the funding to build the stupid wall. So now you have two Congresses who expressly denied the appropriation of money to build the stupid wall. And in that case, I'm pretty sure a court would say that he has an alternative method to solve his dilemma, and that alternative method is Congress. And for all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.